Dustin, how would you sum up your first full season in the NHL?
You know what, it was fun. I think fun's a great word to start off with. You know, you never want to not be playing this time of year. And I tell you what, we were right there the whole way. But, you know, a heck of a learning experience just to kind of be around guys that have been in the league for so many years. Really get a chance to prove myself in the league. And, you know, I'm obviously really looking forward to getting next year going already.
Is there one main takeaway that you come out of this season with? Or is it just the entire process?
I think a little bit of both. I think the biggest thing for me is just the continued belief that I can play in this league and I belong here. You know, it's a league where you learn and you grow, and you know there's going to be a lot of learning processes along the way, and I like to think that there's a lot of areas in my game that I learned a lot about this year, just trying to figure out how I need to play my game at this level, and you know, just being able to manage it was, I think I did a pretty good job of it.
I don't know if it would have been just one game or a stretch of games, but was there a period of time this season where you finally settled in, felt comfortable, and thought to myself, oh, I can thrive in this league, not even just survive, but actually thrive?
Sure. I mean, I think, like, obviously the start to the year was great. I think as, like, the season went on and I started to, get more starts, consistently, I thought, I really got into a rhythm. And, when you come to the rink and, the coaching staff trusts you to put you back in the net the next night, even after whether you had a good game or a game you think you could have had a few different looks on things. That feels good on the inside. But, it was an unbelievable start to the year. And just to be able to, put my foot down and feel good about my game throughout the whole season was pretty awesome.
Did you notice a different physical toll, Dustin, playing as many games in the NHL as you did compared to maybe your time in, say, the American Hockey League?
Sure. It's for sure there's a toll, but it's just different. The American League, you play two games normally back-to-back on a weekend, and you get a few days off to rest, and you fly home, get a couple skates, and then you play again. But especially the stretch down here where we played every other day for the last month, it's tough, but that's what we signed up for. And it's kind of neat where if you play great and you're feeling real confident, you get right back out there the next night. And I think it goes the same way if you didn't like your game the night before. There's no extra time to think about areas you didn't like in your game. You're right back on the horse, and you're back to working your nuts off to give your team a chance the next night. So, it's a grind for sure, and one I'm, still learning a lot about. But, as a guy that just finished this first year, I think I managed it fairly well, and obviously we'll continue to learn.
Dustin, from a personal standpoint, and I know you run on belief. Did any part of you wonder if your first full NHL season would go this well, or are we sitting here having the conversation that you envisioned we'd be having?
Sure. I mean, I think any league I've came into, I want to come in and show that I belong. Throughout my whole career, I've been doubted as a guy that's small, a guy that, fans aren't too sure about. And, I think my goal has been to come in, no matter where I'm playing, give my team a chance to win, and obviously get in the playoffs is number one, but hopefully win a championship one day. And I set high standards for myself in terms of I want to come in and play really, really well. And obviously there's going to be learning curves along the way, and I know I can still improve in some areas of my game to help my team even more. But I wouldn't say it was expected, but certainly something I strived for.
What are those areas? Like, where do you see the next step?
I think it's a learning curve of, when I came into the season this year, it was about, making sure how I was managing my depth. I didn't want to play too far out. I didn't want to play too deep. Kind of finding the middle porridge, if you want, And you know, the three things we strive for each and every day was managing my depth, making sure my awareness on rushes and just in zone plays were was where it needed to be, because if you're not ready for what's behind you, you know, guys are too good in this league and they'll make you look pretty silly. And just making sure I look big in the net. You know, that's been the talk of the town on me for my whole career. So try to make you guys stop talking about that crap. But, you know, you come to the rink and you try to find something new every day to work on. And at the same time, when you're in the season, you don't want to change too much. But I think continuing to work on those things so that my efficiency in my paint and my movements are crisp. You know, getting to my spots early so that I'm ready for the shot when it does come. And, you know, there's going to be areas over the summer where I find need some tweaking. And that's the beauty of it, is you're learning each and every day, and nothing – you don't go a day without figuring out something else new, which is pretty neat.
So you're not going to – safe, brave, ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, are you planning on going to Worlds?
Just kind of waiting to hear. I'm not sure yet. I would obviously love to go, though.